It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, nearly a dozen people were held up early this morning on the southwest side within a half an hour. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
Chicago police are investigating 4 armed robberies in Brighton Park and McKinley Park early this morning. They say the first happened at around 1:09 a.m. near 46th and California, then near 37th and Seeley, Richmond and Archer, and finally 46th and Western. Police say in each case, 2 armed men or young men ordered their victims to lay on the ground while they went through their pockets before driving off in a dark SUV. In total, 11 people were robbed, the oldest a 52-year-old man, the youngest a 17-year-old girl. None was walking alone, and no one was injured. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The family of a Little Village woman who was shot and killed is demanding justice. 58-year-old Andrea Monique King was sitting in a car on August 31st when someone opened fire, striking her in the neck. She later died at a hospital. President of Leaders Network, David Cherry, says continued gun violence is having a devastating impact on Little Village.
When we have this outrageous killing of Monique King and this outrageous killings that continue to happen in our communities, it shatters so many lives.
The family is offering a $5,000 reward for any information that leads to an arrest and conviction.
A Portage woman was killed Friday night when she was shot while driving in Gary. 42-year-old Kia Tidwell was on her way home from her mother's house when her family says she was hit by a stray bullet from a nearby gunfight. Tidwell's daughter says she was on the phone with her mother when she heard gunfire erupt through the phone speaker, followed by the screeching of tires. Police say they will have additional details to release later today.
Parts of DuSable Lakeshore Drive will be completely closed at times throughout this week. Let's get the details now, live from WBBM's Beau Durand.
The work is rolling into its second week. Overnight tonight, all lanes will be blocked both directions. The closures begin tonight at 7. That's when just the right lane will be open, both north and southbound between Lawrence and Hollywood. Then the lanes will all be shut down both directions starting at 9 this evening, with everything scheduled to be open tomorrow morning by 6 in time for the morning commute. The work will continue throughout the week. Southbound lanes tomorrow night, northbound Wednesday, then back to the southbound lanes Thursday night. All this work is scheduled to be completed by 6 a.m. each morning afterwards. Live in the traffic center, Beau Durand, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some problems on Lakeshore Drive today as well. We'll hear more about that from Beau in just 2 minutes. The Bears defense was able to bail out a rough debut from rookie QB Caleb Williams. Tyreek Stevenson returned an interception 43 yards for the go-ahead touchdown, giving the Bears a 24-17 victory over the Titans. Scott and Janine Hinkle were watching the game, say the season opener was an especially big one for a number of reasons.
Expectations and hope. Can we prove it out or not? Let's see it.
We got some good players coming out this season, so hopefully we'll see it through to the end.
The Bears back in action on Sunday against the Texans. We'll hear more on yesterday's game from Josh Liss coming up in sports at 8:16.
A massive art installation by a world-renowned artist is now on display at the Future Obama Presidential Center's museum. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
titled Uprising of the Sun. It's the work of Ethiopian-American artist and activist Julie Maritu. It's an 83-foot-tall painted glass window and features a series of 35 abstract glass panels. Maritu says it was inspired by President Obama's remarks at the 50th anniversary of the marches from Selma to Montgomery and reflects on the historical context of President Obama's legacy. The piece is Maritu's first work in glass. She says it hopes it honors Chicago's history by telling a story about how a change happens. Live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The search is on for the suspect who shot and killed a pregnant Kenosha woman.
Kenosha police are looking for 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. as the suspect in the shooting death of a woman and her unborn child. It happened just before 4:30 on Friday. Police say they found a 22-year-old woman shot within her car that was resting against a concrete pillar of a viaduct on 65th Street near 13th Avenue in Kenosha. Both were taken to the hospital where they died. Authorities say Franklin Jr. knows he's wanted and is armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Loyola Medicine patient was able to meet the donor who saved her life. The meeting happened this weekend.
Jenny Carrillo was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia in 2019 when she was just 23 years old. Her doctors at Loyola Medicine said she'd need high-dose chemotherapy as well as a bone marrow transplant. Thankfully, they found a match for her through the National Registry, David Farias of Arizona.
I wanted to do this. And I'm so glad that it's had a positive impact on Jenny, and I was just happy.
Years later, Jenny was able to meet David and thank him in person for helping her on more than one occasion.
Honestly, David saved my life three times now. He currently just recently donated. He gave me a second chance in life. Because of him, I was able to complete one of my dreams and my family's dreams, to complete school.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, here's Josh Liss.
Hey, good to be with you. Good morning. Caleb Williams says he saw it coming while the Bears were trailing Tennessee 17-16, less than 8 minutes to go at Soldier Field. The rookie quarterback had a vision.
I was on the bench with the coaches. I actually called it out before, weirdly enough. I was sitting next to Ryan, and I tell Ryan this is going to be a pick. Weirdly enough, it happened, and he took it down the sideline, got up, cheered, got the 2-point. To put us ahead. It was awesome to be able to watch that. Kind of lost my voice towards the end of the game, cheering on my guys.
Yeah, Tyrick Stevenson with a winning pick six. Williams just 93 yards passing, completes a 2-point conversion to DeAndre Swift, sacked twice, but flat in a winning debut. Defense scores, gets Jalen Johnson's game sealing interception. Special team scores and a blocked punt return by Jonathan Owens. 3 Cairo Santos field goals, but that offense, no points. 148 total yards, 11 first downs, just 2 of 13 on third down. DeAndre Swift had 30 yards rushing. The Texans are next on the road Sunday night, and the Bears are about a 6.5-point dog. Matthew Stafford's touchdown pass with 4:30 left in the fourth quarter put the Rams in the lead in Detroit, but the Lions tie the game on a late field goal and beat the Rams in overtime, 26-20 on David Montgomery's first possession touchdown run. The Vikings win over the Giants 28-6 on the road. Sam Darnold, 208, 2 tutties. Aaron Rodgers return with the Jets tonight in San Francisco. Cubs and Kyle Hendricks face the Dodgers in L.A., start of a 6-game road trip. They're 5 games out. The White Sox are here with Cleveland tonight, and the Sky beat Dallas big, 28 for Kennedy Carter. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Underserved and disadvantaged areas in Indiana are getting federal money to improve forestry.
16 communities are being awarded a total of $2 million provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The money will be used to support tree planting and maintenance, workforce development, education, and tree inventory projects. The sites include the Nature Conservancy in Gary and the Delta Institute in Hammond. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Garrett's Popcorn is gearing up to celebrate 75 years in business with a pretty sweet offer. Starting today, Chicagoans can get a small bag of any of Garrett's signature recipes for $1.75. The deal ends Friday, but other deals will be rolled out later in the month as part of this celebration. There's extra security at a CPS school in the Northwest Side Portage Park community this morning after a potential threat.
Principal Edwin Locke at Reinberg Elementary did not specify what the post to social media said, but told parents in an email it resembled a threat to the school at Newport and Major. Chicago police and CPS will have officers at the school all week. It is open, but there will be no outdoor recess nor outdoor classes. Some students will enter through a different door. Parents are asked not to come into the building unless they're scheduled to. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police are trying to determine whether four armed robberies in Chicago early this morning were committed by the same two thieves. All the crimes took place on the southwest side between 1 and 1:45. 11 victims were targeted. The locations include 46th and California, 37th and Sealy, Archer and Richmond, 46th and Western. All the victims were held at gunpoint, told to get down on the ground, and then robbed. No one is in custody.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.